Now let's go back and see what's going to happen at the end of the thousand-year millennial kingdom, chapter 20 of the book of Revelation. Remember, I told you in the first three verses of chapter 20 that Satan was going to be bound for 1,000 years, but he would be loosed after the 1,000 years. Chapter 20, verse 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Well, he's going to go out after he's released from this bottomless pit where he's been for 1,000 years and try to gather up all the professors, not the possessors. Remember what I told you about those that have physical bodies entering into the millennial kingdom? They'll be able to have children, and at 100 years of age, if they reject Jesus Christ and his theocracy, they will be accursed. Well, as is the case today, there will be those who will profess to believe Jesus Christ and do what he's told them to do for salvation, but there will be also those who have truly possessed that truth within their system. The professors are not true believers, and they're going to be obedient, but they're going to be standing by waiting for a time of great rebellion. That's why Satan is released for this short period of time, so he can ferret out all of those professors, all of those non-believers that come out of the millennial kingdom, and they're going to once again try to go against Jesus Christ in the city of Jerusalem, the beloved city. But look at verse 9 of chapter 20, and they went up on the breadth of the earth, and they compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, that would be Jerusalem, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Satan will come to his ultimate end. Then what happens? Verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 says that hell's fires were prepared for only Satan, Antichrist, the false prophet, all the evil angels that rebelled with Satan, and those who make a decision on their own to follow Satan instead of following Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's what happens at the end of the thousand-year millennial kingdom, and Satan is cast into his eternal damnation there in the lake of fire. Now we come to a very sobering period of time and a very sobering study as we look at the great white throne judgment. Chapter 20 and verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon him, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. By the way, as I read the scriptures, I hope that you will read along with me, not just listening to my voice, because I'm trying to get the information into your computer bank, in other words, your brain. And when you read with me, it goes through your eye gate. When you listen to me, it goes through your ear gate. And by the way, when you take notes or fill out your notebook, your workbook, if you have one, then it helps you to implant information on your brain through your touch gate, done by the writing with your hand all of the notes.